Yeah, Tyler Park, you mentioned Aleph. I know I'm based about B'nai HaBadada. Somebody who locks up the Aleph prep for the Badada, for the people that are doing the pressing. And those people are Ame Ha'aret. So he was Matari then specifically for the purpose of pressing the Aleph so that the oil would not become tumid. And he locked up the Aleph prep. So no other Ame Ha'aret would come in and be Matari them, and so that the Badadim cannot go out of the Aleph prep and become tumid. But Haryu Lusham Kalim Tmei Medrash. By mistake, he left there in the olive press utensils that were tummy medrash, that were an avatuma, and would become tummy either through maga by touching it or through hesed by moving it. Rabbi Meir Aimer, Beit Chabad tummy. Rabbi Meir says the Beit Chabad olive press has to be considered tummy, and since there are kalim that are an avatuma, we have to be afraid that the Amei Haaretz who were pressing the olive touched or moved those kalim and became tummy, and then were metame the olive press. Rabbi Huda Omer Beit Chabad Tahar. Rabbi Huda says the olive press is Tahar, as the people that are pressing the olive know that they're supposed to do a bitara, and they'll be careful not to touch or move the utensils that were Tamei Medrash. Rabbi Shimon Omer Taharin Lahem Beit Chabad Tamei. Then Tamei Lahem Beit Chabad Tahar. Rabbi Shimon said, it depends. If the Kli which had become Tamei Medrash and were left in the Beit Chabad is regarded as Tahar by the Amei Haaretz, they don't think the Kli is Tameh, as maybe this Kli belonged to an Amei Haaretz, which the Chachamim consider Tameh, but the Amei Haaretz himself do not consider it Tameh. In such a case, the Beit Chabad would be Tameh, and since the ones that are pressing the Aleph do not consider the Kli Tameh, they won't be careful not to touch and remove it, and they would become Tameh, and then be Metameh the Beit Chabad. Vim Tameh Lahem Beit Chabad Tahar. But if the Amei Haaretz that are pressing the Aleph regard that Kli as being Tameh, they themselves consider it Tameh, so in such a case, they'll be careful not to touch it or move it, and therefore, in that case, the Beit Chabad is tar. Amar Rabbi Yosef, the chim of name Matzmeos, El Shein Amei Haaretz, Bekim Behasim. Rabbi Yosef said, why should the Beit Chabad be regarded as Tameh? Because the Amei Haaretz are not expert in the halachos of Hesed. And Rabbi Yosef agrees with Rabbi Meir, that when the Baal Bais by mistake left the Kli, which is Tameh Medrash, in the Beit Chabad, that the Beit Chabad becomes Tameh. But not for the reason of Rabbi Meir. As Rabbi Meir holds, the Amei Haaretz simply will not care that is the clear that something matters in the base of Ba'an, they'll end up touching it or moving it and becoming Tamar. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Amei Haaretz will not touch the clear if they know that it is Tamar. But according to Rabbi Yosef, since the Amei Haaretz are not aware of the halachos of Hesed, they're not aware that even if they don't touch the clear, but they cause it to move, they'll become Tamar in that way also. So since they don't know that halacha, they might end up causing the clear to move without touching it, thinking they are Tar, and really, they are Tamar. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yosef, since the Baal Bais left the Kli that's Tameh Medrash, and if you move the Kli, you become Tameh, maybe the Amei Haaretz caused the Kli to move, didn't know they were Tameh, and were Metameh the Beit Chabad. Somebody who was Metar, his Badadim, his people that were pressing the Aleph in order that his oil will be tar. And these Badadim were coming in and out of the Aleph prep, Umashkin Tmeim Betoch Beit Chabad, and there was liquid Tmeim on the floor of the Aleph press. And therefore, when they walked on the liquid tmeim, their feet got wet from liquid tmeim. We're talking about where they were pressing the Aleph barefoot. They weren't wearing shoes. And if they were wearing shoes, then for sure the Aleph press would be tummy in this case. And since they're walking on liquid that are tmeim, those liquid tmeim will be metame his shoes. And the Rabbanu will go to the Mashkin tmeim on metame kalim. And then his shoes will be metame the Aleph when he presses the Aleph with his feet. But here we're talking about where they're barefoot. So even though the liquid got on their feet, that does not make them tummy, since Mashkin Tamer is not Matame a person. In the eighth day, Mashkin Lazation, Kadeshi and Nagwas, Raglan Barets, Hari Elu Tahar. If there's enough space between where the Mashkin Tamer is on the floor and where they press the olives, that their feet will dry on the ground by the time they get to the olives. That when they walk from where the Mashkin Tamer is on the floor until they get to the olives, which they press with their feet, there's enough space over there, so that while they walk on the ground, their feet will dry up, and the Mashkin Tmeim will no longer be on the feet by the time they press the olives with their feet. In such a case, the olives and the oil are tar, since the Mashkin Tmeim are no longer on the feet, and the Mashkin Tmeim was not metame them. So therefore, the oil is tar. Habadadim v'habaitrim, shenintus tumah lefneim, namanim loimer lo neganim. People that are pressing olives, or are harvesting olives, and a tumah is found in front of them, we found something coming near where they are harvesting or pressing the olives. These people are believed to say, we did not touch a thing that is tummy. Even though they're Amei Haaretz, we can believe them when they say they did not touch a thing, they are tummy, and the olives will be tar. וכן התינוקוי שביניהם. יועצן חוץ לפסח בית הבת. ופונים לאחורי הגדר והן תרפ. And so too, if the people that are present out have their children with them. And the Baal HaBayis was mitaher the children, made sure the children were tarp, and allowed the children to go into the Beit HaBat with their fathers. When the children have to go to the bathroom, the father can accompany them to the entrance of the Beit HaBat, and the children will go to the bathroom behind the fence. And the Amalek are still considered tar, even though they've gone out a little bit from the Beit HaBat. As we don't think that just because they escorted their children to the bathroom, they would have become tame in that small amount of time. Akama yachiku beyu tar. Akideshi yehei ro. When the Badadim leave the Beit HaBat, how far can they go and still be considered tar? If they don't go so far that we can still see where they are, in such a case they are tar. But if they went far enough that we no longer could see them, in such a case we have to be afraid that they had become tame.